Hey, so glad you're here today. I really mean that, because honestly, I almost didn't post this recipe. I kept thinking, is it too simple? Is it too basic? Does the world really need another cornflake cup recipe? And then I made a batch, ate three in a row standing in my kitchen at 10 p.m., and I was like, okay, yeah, the world definitely needs this, because these things are absurdly good, and I'm being a little bit selfish by keeping them to myself. So, today we're talking about salted caramel cornflake cups. Yes, I know, it sounds almost too easy to be true. Cornflakes, caramel sauce, some chocolate, sea salt. That's it. That's literally the whole recipe. But listen, the thing that makes these special, and I cannot stress this enough, is the texture. You get that incredible crunch from the cornflakes, right? But then the caramel coats everything, and it just cling. It's like a candy shop creation that you threw together in your kitchen without even turning on your oven. And okay, quick confession. I actually burned the caramel the first time I made these. Like, really burned it. Smoke alarm burned, which is embarrassing to admit, but also I learned something super important. Medium heat, people. Medium heat. Don't get impatient. The difference between golden amber caramel and burnt tragedy is literally like 30 seconds. So just breathe. Stir occasionally. Watch it like it's your job for about 5 to 6 minutes. Now, the actual process is beautifully simple. You melt together your butter and sugar, get it to this gorgeous golden color. We're talking liquid gold here, people. Then you take it off the heat and whisk in your heavy cream, vanilla, and that sea salt. The mixture will look all weird and seized up at first, but just keep stirring. It smooths out, I promise. And once it's smooth, you pour it over about 4 cups of cornflakes in a big bowl. Gently fold everything together until the flakes are all nicely coated. Don't smash them too much. You want to keep some of that beautiful crunch. Then you just scoop everything into your muffin liners, press them down just a little so they hold together, and drizzle with some melted dark chocolate if you're feeling fancy. Into the fridge for at least an hour. That's it. That's the whole thing. Here's what I love most about this recipe. It's completely forgiving. You can scale it up for a party, you can make a tiny batch for yourself, you can swap the cornflakes for Rice Krispies, or even throw in some pretzels for a salty sweet twist. Add some chopped peanuts or almonds if you want that extra crunch. These are the kind of no-bake treats that basically invite you to play around with them. And they're pretty sturdy, honestly. They'll last about 5 days in the fridge in an airtight container. Or, and this is the move, you can freeze them for up to a month. Just pull one out whenever you need a little something something. Late night snack attack? Done. Movie night spread? Perfect. Holiday gift boxes? Absolutely. They pack beautifully, and everyone always asks for the recipe. Oh, and one more pro tip. That flaky sea salt on top? Don't skip it. Don't even think about it. Just do it. It makes all the difference in the world. It cuts through all that sweetness and caramelly goodness, and it just makes everything pop. Anyway, I'm clearly very excited about these. Can you tell? I really think you're gonna love them. For the full recipe and ingredients, visit cookingwithdade.com.